The massive earthquake in the Caribbean nation of Haiti has left thousands of people dead and shattered the lives of many others. Parts of the capital, Port-au-Prince, lie in ruins, and the worst quake in 200 years has left the dirt-poor nation's services in a shambles. What aid and medical help is available is being overwhelmed by the demand. United Nations maps place the epicentre about 15 kilometres from the capital and indicate that nearly a quarter of a million people lived in areas exposed to the most intense tremor. The only hope for many of the badly injured and the trapped is a big international aid effort which is swinging into action. North America correspondent Kim Landis reports.
The horror of what's happened in Haiti is being revealed.
See, there is a lot of injury people walking in front of me right now. They're screaming, making noises, crying. Everywhere I see two broken houses, and many people are walking in front of me, and they have blood all over them.
A lot of building collapse, a lot of car damage, a lot of people with no help, people bleeding and everything. There's no electricity, there's no phone working. All the phone network are down right now, so there's no way that people can get in touch with their family and friends.
People covered in concrete dust have clawed their way out of the debris, wailing. Others are wandering through the streets stunned. Thousands have gathered in public squares, holding hands and singing hymns. Some people are using their bare hands to scratch through the rubble, looking for survivors. The country's Prime Minister, Jean-Max Bellerive, says the death toll could be staggering.
I believe that we are well over 100,000. I've seen so many... buildings, so many neighbors totally destroyed, and in some neighbors we don't even see people.
Bodies are being piled along the devastated streets of the capital, Port-au-Prince, some covered in sheets. Passers-by are lifting the sheets to see if their loved ones are underneath. The Prime Minister says so far, law and order is under control.
The good news is that until now, the city is pretty calm. People are trying to direct themselves in some quiet places.
Schools and hospitals have collapsed. The main prison has been reduced to rubble.
We need more people down here.
Even the five-storey UN peacekeeping headquarters has been destroyed, with more than 100 of its staff missing, including the head of mission. One frightened resident of the capital filmed the moments after the quake hit.
The world is going to an end.
The Red Cross estimates 3 million people may have been affected by the earthquake and disaster relief teams are overwhelmed. The group Doctors Without Borders says none of its three aid centres are operable. The United Nations says basic services in the city have collapsed. Kezia Firth is an American nurse in Port-au-Prince who's trying to help.
I'm trying to take care of them, trying to get them stabilised, but it's hard. I have very limited equipment.
As a massive international aid effort swings into action, the UN is releasing $10 million from its emergency funds. Spokesman John Holmes says many countries are trying to get help to Haiti.
And we know that there are search and rescue teams on the way, will be on the way from the US, from China, from France via Guadeloupe, from Dominican Republic, and many other countries, I think, will be also sending their teams as quickly as possible. So that's the first priority.
The US President Barack Obama is calling the tragedy cruel and incomprehensible.
The reports and images that we've seen of collapsed hospitals, crumbled homes, and men and women carrying their injured neighbours through the streets are truly heart-wrenching.
U.S. Air Force personnel are on their way to help with operations at the airport in Port-au-Prince. Search and rescue teams and sniffer dogs are on their way too. A U.S. aircraft carrier will arrive off the coast of Haiti tomorrow.
I have directed my administration to respond with a swift, coordinated and aggressive effort to save lives. The people of Haiti will have the full support of the United States in the urgent effort to rescue those trapped beneath the rubble and to deliver the humanitarian relief, the food, water and medicine that Haitians will need in the coming days.
No one knows exactly how many people have been killed, but with fears that the sheer number of bodies could be overwhelming, the Red Cross is sending a plane loaded with body bags. This is Kim Landers reporting for AM.